right, we're joined in the media center by our funny car number one qualifier, Courtney Force, who had a 3.949 at 309.91 miles per hour during Q4. I mean, you're already doing pretty well this weekend. You decided to one-up it again in that last session.
Oh, it felt awesome. You know, obviously we had nothing to lose. We were watching the cars ahead of us and knew that, you know, it was either going to be Dad that took us out of the top spot or, you know, we just had to improve with this Advanced Auto Parts team. And, you know, it was a solid pass. We've picked up a number of bonus points. We didn't get any in Q3. We had a hole out right on the head of the throttle. It picked back up, of course, right when they shut my car off. So couldn't get a run out of that, but we're able to make up for it in Q4 and improve. It actually, my car shut me off early. That's why my speed was down to only 309 on that run. So I think our Advanced Auto Parts Chevy Camaro actually had a little bit more in it. So I'm interested to see what it could have run. But obviously the conditions are going to be completely different going into race day. And we're looking forward to it. We feel like we've got a pretty good hot rod for all of our Chevrolets to be 1, 3, and 5. You know, I feel like these cars are running pretty strong. It was awesome to see a great side-by-side, you know, qualifying race with my dad and see his peak, you know, Star-Spangled Banner car right out my window down there at the top end. So it was a lot of fun being out here. These fans are pretty amazing out here on the mountain, and I'm just happy that our car's been running strong.
Absolutely. And the ninth number one qualifier of the season, I mean, that means most of the time this season you've been the car to beat. What kind of confidence does that give you?
Well, to be honest, we struggled a lot at the last race. So for me, it just feels good that I feel, you know, we've got a pretty good car back. We've got a better handle on things, and we're having it run more consistent. We had 3 of the 4 runs, you know, picking up bonus points, and that's huge. Those points are going to add up if we want to continue to keep our points lead right now. And feeling confident going into race day, but obviously, again, you know, the conditions are going to be completely different. So we're just going to have to adjust and be ready for it. But we're looking forward to it, starting in that top spot.
Qualifying or eliminations, does it ever get old racing your dad and beating him?
Never. It's it's always a lot of fun racing him. I was bummed, you know, like I said, in Q3 we ran against him, and you know, we had a hole out on the hit, and I had to watch him, you know, make his run. So it's always a bummer. I know the fans get excited when they see us match up, whether it's qualifying or, you know, race day or a final round. I think it's fun for everybody no matter what. So to be able to have an awesome side-by-side run like that under the lights with header flames, I think we definitely put on a good show for the last qualifying pass for the fans.